Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. In the whirlwind of our daily lives, where the lines between home, work, and self blur into one continuous cycle of tasks, it's easy to forget the power vested in one tiny word. No. Yet, this simple word is a mighty tool for carving out a sense of self amidst the chaos and really making sure that you don't lose sight of what truly matters. I want to offer a few tips on how you can implement and really stand in the power of no. Number one, the importance of boundaries. We all know what boundaries are, but let me just give you a reminder. They are the mental, emotional, and physical limits we establish to protect ourselves. They help us express what we are comfortable with and how we would like to be treated by others. When you effectively set boundaries, they can lead to improved relationships, a better work-life balance, and a true deeper understanding of our personal needs. So really understand the importance of boundaries. Tip number two, understand your limits. Do you often find yourself exhausted, still saying yes to every request? The path to empowerment begins with recognizing the signs of overcommitment. It's about understanding that when your cup is empty, you cannot pour into others. You are operating on E. Recognizing your limits is the first step towards setting boundaries. Tip number three, the power of no in work. Yes, your workplace. Work demands can be insatiable. Learning to say no to additional tasks that exceed your capability at that moment is not only about self-preservation, it's about focusing on what you can do well. It isn't about shrinking or backing away from your responsibility. It's about working smarter, not harder. So that's probably one of my favorite tips. Tip number three, the power of no in your work, in your workplace. Tip number four, and this is another one of my favorites, setting boundaries at home. At home, no can actually be a chorus sung for harmony. It really is about finding balance in the give and take of family life, whether it's negotiating, and I say negotiating, but really it's about delegating who will handle the evening chores or carving out some time to yourself after the kids are bed. Setting those boundaries is essential for a healthy home life. So if you were to scroll through my phone, you would see when our kids were younger, at 5 years old, we would set the stool up to the sink and they would wash dishes. Yes, I said negotiating, but it's about delegating and making it a family affair that will help you support your boundaries at home. And when I say family affair, making sure that everyone participates in the chores at home. The next tip, self-care isn't selfish. Neglecting self-care is like, it really is like slowly chipping away at the foundation of a house. And you, your temple, your entire being, your body is that temple. It is the foundation of the house. Eventually, you know, when things start chipping away at the foundation, they will crumble. Saying no to make room for self-care isn't just okay, it's crucial. Now, this might look like saying no to an invitation that you might have received, you know, to go out for drinks or dinner with one of your friends or coworkers, or even, and this is what I'm really big on and really try my best to do, stepping away from your desk for a lunchtime walk. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. And I just want to leave you also with some practical ways that you can say no. It really is an art, but it can be as simple as, I appreciate your offer, but I can't commit to that right now. Or let me get back to you, or even let me think about it, really gives you time and space. And the positive no really involves acknowledging the request, explaining your reasoning for declining, and offering an alternative solution. And that alternative solution can be as honest as, I don't have the bandwidth right now. That's my thing. When someone, perfect example, our daughter is going to be on a travel team this summer. And they always look to me to be, when I say they internally, you know, my daughter, my husband, because they know how I operate. I have a very high attention to detail. And sometimes these travel teams can be very unorganized. Now, prayerfully, thank the Lord, the one that she's on this year, they are extremely organized and I love it. But before we knew that, my husband and daughter were looking at me like, oh, are you going to be the team mom this year? And I'm like, don't even ask. My bandwidth, I'm at my max. Again, explaining the reason why you're declining, acknowledging the request, and offering alternative solution is going to be key. And I just want to leave you with this. Remember, the power of no is a yes to yourself. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.